podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up. Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill.
Podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the basement bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah, moving up the bars, you know, like AT&T, the way it goes bing, bing, bing. Speaking of ding, 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 welcome back to the basement bar, Beers and Babble. We got a fantastic show for you tonight, bringing it back to the original hosts. Just Roger, Spencer, and I hanging out. No guests this week. It's, it's a lot of fun. It's good stuff. We had to reschedule, and so this is a weird time for us, but we're making it work, and it's okay.
Yeah, you
know, it's good stuff.
It's nice. I love to have that big old crowd in here and all the fun people, but it's kind of nice to just bring it back and be like, hey, well, let us just talk, you know?
Yeah.
Just give us that chance for a minute.
It's not as chaotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we get a lot of fun stuff and play off a lot of things. Oh, yeah. Roger, look at that fancy thing. What do you got? What'd you bring?
Well, I could have a brand new microphone.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. No more wobbles and...
No more strap. Snap, crackles, and pops.
Yeah. Ooh, snap, crackle, and pop. I like me some Rice Krispies.
That was a good cereal. Speaking of, if you could have like a limitless supply of cereal, what would you guys choose?
Captain Crunch.
You'd go Captain Crunch all day?
Fuck yes.
Really?
Lucky Charms.
Ooh,
there you go.
See, I like that, but I don't know about recently, but I remember back in the day, you could kind of tell when they were starting to put less and less marshmallows in it. And it's like, man, that's no treat. But it's still really fucking good. I love me some Waffle Crisp. I don't know if you guys remember that, but the tiny waffles. Waffle. also my dog's name. But no, Waffle Crisp is super good. What was the cookie one? The little cookies?
Cookie Crisp.
Yeah. That was good. That was good.
Yep.
That reminded me of the owl. Was like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
The old Sugar Smacks were the best.
Oh.
Those are good stuff.
Now they're called something else. I can't remember what they're called now. They had to take the sugar out, or the name, out of the name, because they couldn't promote sugar for kids.
So it was just Smacks.
So now,
I don't just Smack.
Yeah, Smack.
Well, every morning, my mom just gives me Smacks. And then they were like, we should change that name, because we have a lot of teachers calling CPS.
They're still incredibly hyper.
I think it's Golden Puffs or something like that now.
Oh, it's not Golden Grams, but it's Golden. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. It's
no,
on
I
the
think
tip
Puff
tongue.
Or something.
Golden,
yeah.
I think it's Golden Puffs or Golden Crisp. Or,
those were really good, though, too. And they always, those always had the cool back of the box. Like, they always had, like, the games and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Back in my day, you sat there and read the whole box.
Now
they don't have a whole lot. Yeah, now they don't have a whole lot on them. But.
Well, that's sad because, honestly, that's a great way for like kids in the morning. You know, gets their brain going and then you ship them off to school and bam, they're already ready to go. Oh, man, old school cereal. I haven't had cereal in so long because I don't keep milk in the house anymore, but I ought to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, our problem is...
Run out of almonds?
Run out of almonds and milk?
That was a good one.
See, our problem is we'll buy milk and then forget. And I might have a bowl of cereal, but then it ends up going bad and I feel bad.
Oh, yeah.
Colin used to drink a lot of milk.
Yeah, like glasses of it?
Yeah, and not so much anymore. He likes those Arnold Palmers better so we don't burn through our milk like we used to.
Yeah, I do like the, you can get the like half gallon.
Oh, I know, but it's Tiffany shop, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back when I was a kid with the three boys and my dad, we used to go through about 5 gallons a week.
Wow.
And
that was like glasses of milk, or is that just strictly cereal?
Well, both.
Yeah.
Well, I had milk at every meal.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I have a coworker that just slams glasses of milk.
Yeah.
Loves them.
Who's that? Mike Essenmacher.
Hunt.
No. a friend of mine, we were on the swim team together and all that. And I remember his mom saying, like, yeah, we go through like 4 or 5 gallons a week. I was like, that's wild. Yeah. But, you know, they had a few kids. And,
oh, man. Yeah. Well, how many did we go through with having three? And
yeah, 2 or 3 gallons a week.
Yeah. So average, yeah. Yep. And that I remember there was one time that now, I think it's why I do it at my house. But there was one time I had left, like, I'd say maybe a quarter of a glass somewhere. I think it was back by the computer desk. And our computer desk was like this old thing that, like, you could fold down, you know? So it had that side shelf. And I don't know if it was you or mom that found it, but it was like curdled at the time. And yeah. I got yelled at so bad for it because it is disgusting.
Yeah,
if I ever see
like
it.
Solid.
Yeah.
Oh,
and in a glass, you know what I mean? And yeah, I ate it. Like I got yelled at and I was like, I took it. But now if something's sitting in my sink at my house, it has to be dumped out and rinsed out. I was like, dirty dishes are fine. But when you get there, it's not so hard to just dump it out or throw it away. Don't leave a full bowl of something bullshit.
And now, I know we talked about but I do make Colin and I have a bad habit of doing that. So we got to rinse. We have to remember to rinse. Yeah.
Yeah. That
because the milk is the worst on the inside. Yeah. It sucks so much to try to get out.
Oh, and it smells disgusting.
If you leave food on there and it's overnight, then you got to scrape the shit off.
Mm-hmm.
You rinse it off and you're
fine.
You're fine.
Dishes are easy to clean at that point. But oh, man. Like,
God,
but now
you
it's
sound
like,
so fucking good. I can't get over it, man.
What's that?
Thanks to Dr. Tim Hendrickson, man. He was the one who told me years ago. He was like, a Shure SM58. That'll be the best dynamic mic you can ever buy.
It's crystal clear.
Yeah, it goes like that.
It's not the mic. It's because I'm dynamic.
Yeah, there you go.
A dynamic man holding a dynamic mic.
Vince Dynamic. Brought to you by Vince Dynamic.
Oh, man. No, that's hot. Those are really nice mics. I remember being, I'm not like the big tech guy, electronic guy in the band or whatever. You know, I'm the only guy playing an acoustic instrument, right? Everyone else is.
Fuck you are. It never occurred to me, like, that's an acoustic instrument.
Yeah,
like, you get mic'd up and everything. I guess you just never think about that. You don't plug in or anything.
Right.
Because you think of it as percussion.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of it,
called an
acoustic drum set.
Yeah, yeah, it basically is. Well,
that's funny.
Until I got my E-kit, I never really thought of it either. I was like, oh, shit. So I always say that, like, hey, man. Like, when they're just like, oh, what do you think the monitor should sound like? I'm like, I play a fucking acoustic, man. I can hear myself, whether we're indoor, outdoor, over there, up there, you know? I don't care. I can hear it. And
did you mean to rhyme? That was funny.
No, but
I
remember we were sitting there and having a mind-blowing conversation. I'm sitting there just in silence, and they were talking about all these mics. And I was like, what the fuck do these letters and numbers mean? And John goes, you know, I couldn't really tell you right off the bat, but I just know they're good. I know good ones and I know bad ones. I was like, okay.
Letters and numbers for what?
Like the SM58. You know,
the models of it. I thought you meant some, because some super cardioid mics, like the nice condenser mics, will have dials on the mic itself.
Oh.
I used to have an AKG C414. Which
you know what I'm saying? Looks like he just fucking coded something.
No, it's real nice. It's like it's the same microphones that Queen and Led Zeppelin
had.
Yeah. It's like a $1,200 microphone. I don't have it anymore. I used to have it. But it had dials and you could change the shape that the way the cardioid area would cover, and then you could change the decibels, make it bigger, make it softer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
some of the
broader,
real fancy ones. Yeah. And then you have a mic like mine where it's got an on and off button. Like, you know.
Right. Well,
yeah.
That's like
all
the
you
basic.
Need.
Yeah. Right. Is it working?
Funny.
But no, that was the point I was proving, though, is when you were like, I had an AGD, blah, blah,
blah. Oh, fuck. I've got some shit to tell you. Later.
Okay.
I'm going to get real technical, and some people who listen might understand and know it, but continue, sorry.
Yeah, he just wants me to look stupid for a second. He's like, I'm going to tell you
something
where you're just going to be
deadpan.
Not at all.
I literally, this is what I spent half my day on, but continue.
Oh, okay. Well, I just kind of wanted to know how the week's been going, and the vibe's kind of high tonight, so I feel like we needed this, so how's you guys' week been going?
Well, I broke my glasses on Sunday.
Oh, you hate that.
Yep.
I was wondering why you broke the old ones out. What happened?
Yeah, well, they fell apart. I don't know why, but they fell apart. And then I tried to repair them, and that didn't work. And then I tried again, and that didn't work. And then I tried again, and that didn't work. And now they're in like 3 or 4 pieces.
Oh no! You didn't get in a bar fight or something. You're just, no. They just fell apart.
Yeah, they did. I went to take them off, and only one half came off my face.
Oh my God. Shit. Yeah. Like,
how long you had them things on? They disintegrated on your face?
Must have. No, I think it's from adjusting them too much.
Well, did you order a new pair? Or
I went yesterday and got another eye exam. Best I've seen in years.
Awesome.
So hopefully the glasses will do that too.
Yeah.
But, nice.
So, yeah, but you know, it's going to take 2 to 3 weeks. So I'll just be even blinder for a couple of weeks.
That bothers me because I remember like back as a kid, they used to get that shit to you really quick. You know, like you could be walking out same day with those lenses.
Yeah. There's some places that do it in an hour, like the old hour photo type thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah, it's like now they're just like, in a few months, maybe it'll show up. We don't know.
Well, maybe they just got to find glass that thick, I guess.
Well,
import it.
Yeah. Import. Well, that's the thing. That's the crazy thing is like with all this technology we have nowadays, you don't think they could just like, there'd be like a printer there. They're just like, boop, there's your new glass.
3D, 3D print them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really. Like just cut it. And yeah. That's like, probably what it is, but those machines are probably like crazy expensive, so not many people have them.
Right. But it's just, you know, it's like, Jesus Christ, like, I can order something crazy big and Amazon's just like, hey, you know what? Later tonight, I'll get it to you. Yeah. But
so I didn't think about it. I should have ordered them off Amazon. I would have had them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking at embroidery machines, which are like $8,000.
Right.
They're crazy. But the wild, real nice embroidery machines and everything, and it's like, 2-day delivery.
Yeah, it's like, what the
fuck? Yeah, free delivery. You know, this thing weighs a metric ton, and like, yeah. Good old Amazon.
Yeah, the person that delivers it's going to throw a fucking fit and probably flip off your Ring camera. But we'll get it to you.
I feel real bad for the Amazon guy who delivered my weights a few months ago.
Oh, no. He was probably like,
I struggled.
What the fuck?
Like, I'd lift weights and I was struggling bringing that fucking box inside. Like,
well, if it had every weight in there, it's like you were lifting everything you bought.
Yeah, and it's not a hand, you know, it's awkward.
Yeah, Well, what kind of, did you get, like, bench press weights or just some
handles?
Yeah,
they're
dumbbells? Or?
They detach. It can twist in and it becomes a full barbell.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and then you can untwist it and have individual dumbbells. So it's real nice.
So it's like problem all is, in one.
Yeah, problem is I need a bench now. I was trying to do it just using a chair and stuff, and I need to lay down.
Yeah.
And I can't do it on the couch.
Yeah. When you're going for a bench, make sure it's like a stable bench because I've
They got some nice ones. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
The adjustables, all that.
On the couch. Yeah. The weights stay on the floor, and your body just goes sinks in the couch.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, that was the problem. You know, you try to do like a dumbbell fly or something. I can't fucking, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. That's when we need, like, the ottoman at the old house, like that big leaf chair that we used to have. That ottoman would have been nice for it, you know?
Yeah.
But that thing was so comfy. You're right. He would have just, like, the things would have stayed in the same place, and he was just going down. It's like a Chuck Norris push-up. He pushes the earth down and stays in place.
I'd be like Tiffany. I stuck.
Oh, man.
Jesus. No, but I'm sorry about your...
sorry about the glasses.
Shitty start of the week.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
So it can only get better.
Yeah, that's true. You know, go in with low expectations. You'll never be disappointed.
Lowered expectations. Mad TV. Yep. All that stuff.
Eddie, how's your week been, man?
It's been good. It's been productive. I have a VLAN project I've been working on where we segment the network. You know, you have your, you plug your Ethernet cables in and everything, and then you can divvy up what talks to each other, and it helps with security. So over the last year, we went around and toned back every cable to figure out where it was, what it was going, which patch panel port it was in, which switch port it was in. I've been labeling everything, but there was a bunch of stuff that we couldn't find, couldn't tone. It wasn't working. So I have two spreadsheets open today, and I have three different terminals, and I have to go into the switch and find the MAC address table, and then copy the MAC address over into our DHCP server to then hopefully get the IP address, because then I go back into my spreadsheets, and I have to match it up to what the fuck each thing is, and then go back and label it in the switch and which port and everything. So it's a very tedious process, and it's not bad. It made the day go by fast, but it's slow goings to get it, but it'll be real nice because then we'll literally have
everything mapped out
and then we can segment it and have higher security. And that's so awesome. It's kind of neat. It's cool.
Been busy but productive.
Yeah.
And I can definitely tag on that.
Sound like an old time telephone operator.
I know, right? Yeah.
Plug it in, plug it out. Yeah.
Well, that's what we were doing when I was coloring.
Call.
Yeah, because we color-coded everything, too. So as we were going through and figuring out where they were, whether it was a phone, a computer, a wireless access point, what it was, we would unplug it, put the correct color cable. So when you look at the server, then you can see, like, immediately, oh, that's a computer, that's a phone, wow. This is what this is.
Yeah, just about what you're telling me, I can tell that's going to boost efficiency like a moth over there.
Yeah, it'll be real nice, because then if you have an issue, I can immediately go and be like, oh, it's this, this is happening, and you're not wasting time trying to figure out what the fuck.
Or even if you're troubleshooting, at least you know what the fuck you're troubleshooting. It's not like you got to find it and be like, okay, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's just been a whole year-long major project. So.
Well, that's awesome, man. Yeah. Good for you.
We're getting there.
I can kind of tag a little bit on that too. I had a 4-day week this week because I just got back from that vacation, and then
we need to talk about that too.
Oh yeah, true. And then I have a 4-day week next weekend because I'm taking the day off after my birthday. My birthday's on a Sunday, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to party so hard that by myself, I don't really give a fuck, because everyone's like, oh, I got work Monday. I'm like, fuck you. I took it off so I can drink and wake up and not feel like a piece of shit. So
yeah,
I'll probably be at Roger's Pub on my birthday, to be honest with you, and we'll just get hammered here.
I got Monday off.
Yeah, there you go. You know what?
I don't.
Fuck. Let's get that pool open, man. We'll be swimming at 4 o'clock in the morning
Dude, it's been so nice.
It has.
Yeah, it's shitty. It's shitty. This last couple days have been raining and everything, but, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but before that, it was real nice.
Oh, yeah.
70 like, and all that.
I think the other day on the way home from work, I had my windows rolled down, and I was like, hands out, fucking doing the old trucker thing. Like,
nice.
As I was rolling by, and the amount of people that actually had their windows down too, it was like, yeah, man, it's coming. Like, don't we live in Michigan, so tomorrow could be, you know, fucking get the ice scraper out. Mm-hmm. But today is something different.
I think spring has finally sprung.
Yeah.
Well, don't jinx us, Raj. We do live in Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, like I said,
it's going to fucking snow next week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but he's not going to be mad because he loves his little fucking snowplow.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Ray. I'm cool and have a fucking snowplow.
You know what's really cool, though? I think if it's done, knock on wood, if... I'm sorry.
He just knocked on his dick.
Don't you say it, Raj.
I won't.
But how Michigan's been moving this year, every time it snowed, I just kind of waited till the next day, and then it was melted. I was like shoveling my driveway without doing it, you know? And I was like, I was wondering when the neighbors were going to come over and be like, do you have a heated driveway? What's going on? I'm like, no, I'm just fucking lazy. Don't step on it and turn it to ice. Just leave it alone. Tomorrow it'll be gone.
God put it there. God will take it away.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Damn it. I have to, otherwise Tiffany gets fucking stuck. Yeah. She got stuck in an inch of snow.
She's got to get a car that, you know, can go through more than a quarter inch of snow.
No kidding. Yeah. It might look like a decent car, but it's probably weighs half the weight of like a Prius or a Fiat.
I wouldn't drive that over the Mackinac.
Oh, fuck no.
You'd be blown off.
Well, Jesus Christ, she goes over a fucking speed bump and nearly flips over, you know.
Right.
Either that or bottoming out or something like that. No, it's a really nice car. It looks slick. It's like a sports car, but
back years ago, there was a car called the Yugo, and it was a little car like what the size of the smart cars are now, and that got blown off the Mackinac Bridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
When high winds blew the fucker right off the bridge.
Yeah. Wow. Me and Dennis had, this was probably a few months back, but we were having conversations about the Mackinac Bridge and how, like, you know, the people got sucked into the pillars, the concrete, and we were talking, and we're like, man, they didn't shut it off, and then we rode in silence for like 5 minutes, and you know how you do that, and then you come back to the conversation, because you're both, like, thinking, and we were both thinking about it, and Dennis goes, well, you know, it's not like they're just going to fucking stop, you know, like, adios to that guy, but he's already dead, how are you getting him out? And I was like, no, you proved a point.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
it's like,
really,
you're going to sit there and cry because, you know, you've been working with that guy for
you feel bad.
So
you put a little plaque up. And,
yeah,
you know,
right. Yeah. But still, it's like, well, you can't stop now once you're put a little, you're dirty. That's just bad.
Yeah.
That's mean.
Yeah.
No, it's just funny. They get sucked in and you're just like, you know, you're eating lunch and be like, hey, where's Randy? You'd be like, hey, he's down there.
Yep. Oh, no.
You know, part of the structure.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, hey, at least their body's probably perfectly preserved, you'd think. Right?
Oh, well, maybe.
Yeah, and the cement.
Yeah. Like, it's probably, like,
it
perfect.
It could be. I mean, concrete is porous, so it might be a little degraded, but nowhere near as what it...
Yeah, but you would also think, like, if it did that, it would kind of, like, fuck up the structure a little bit, make it a little weaker, right? Because if it disintegrates, then you have, like, you know...
Like 50 years later, Randy's pillar's getting shaky.
Yeah, right, no shit. Randy, stop moving, damn it. God damn. No, that'd be a terrible way to go to drown in concrete. Ugh. But speaking of like these hot days that we've been having.
Yeah.
What if it's a hot day out on the deck or out on a beach or anything, you going for a koozie or do you need that coldness on your hand?
No, I have grown accustomed to koozie.
Yeah,
it's weird not like having a straight beer without something.
See, I don't mind. If I'm cruising through them, I'm not going to waste my time to put a sleeve on it, if that makes sense. Like, if I'm just down in these fuckers, couple of sips here and there and it's gone, I don't need to bother putting it on. But I like a koozie. I feel like it's more comfy, you know?
Yeah.
I really like the Yeti ones. I got me and Dad one for Father's Day. What would you say, like 3, 4, or 5 years ago? Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, a couple of years, yeah.
And, yeah.
I know, that's the one I've been using, the one that Uncle Randy and Aunt Shelley got me, where it's it can be tall or short.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you have a 12-ounce, you put this little disc in there that you freeze, and it keeps it colder longer. Yeah. So that's what I like using.
It's like a little ice pack.
Yeah, but then it can also fit, like, the Trulies and the taller ones or Tiffany Ciders that she likes.
Oh, yeah.
The 16-ounces, yep. So, yeah, no, that thing's awesome. I use that all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, in the new mic, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Everyone probably just went, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's the thing I struggle with so much. It's like I listen to these on the way to work, and I run through the 989 podcast, and sometimes, or like when I'm listening to our show or whatever, and I hear a crack in the early morning, I get instantly pissed because I'm going to work. I'm like, I know it's early in the morning, but dude, an ice cold beer right now sounds so good.
Yeah. Not you're like, I'm just going to pull off to the golf course right before work. And yeah. They won't mind. It'll be fine.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. It just sounds so good. Like, you hear the crack, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I just, like, I don't want it to get drunk or anything. I just want that smooth liquid going down, you know?
Yeah.
Wake me up and make me feel good.
Before you go-go.
Before you go-go. Wake me up.
Oh, my turn. See, that was like dull. That wasn't the crispness of the 58.
It's so crispy.
It's only 10 mics away, and it... it was 1,000 addresses away.
Yeah. I know. I don't... I was writing down the outline for the show that we're doing here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, like, what is it with me and food today? But I want to kind of dive into some food conversations because a lot of questions popped up in my head that I didn't ask to anybody, but I waited to ask you guys. Now,
we can do a whole episode of Fat Fucks Face Fucking Food.
Yeah.
We're gonna borrow it from the Matty Ice and Marky Mark show on hiatus. Fat Fucks Face Fucking Food.
I love it. That's awesome. Oh, he's back. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Could you do that?
Christ.
That would have sounded like fucking a John Bonham.
I probably would have blown that poor mic up.
Yeah, ain't fucking in his mic.
No. Yeah, nope, nope.
Yeah, correct. Look at how clean it is, too. Oh,
I know.
Looks great. Oh.
Fucking licked it.
Yeah, fake licked it.
This is mine. Oh, shit.
You just licked your shit, Doc.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, gross.
After he farted in it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, there you go, Eric.
At least he didn't smell it this time.
Yeah, there you go, Eric. He's going to love this one while he's in the toilet barfing right now. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
On the bidet.
Diving into food. You guys get a decent-sized burger. You go to either like a bar or a restaurant or something, and you get a nice-sized burger. You don't cut it in half, do you?
Hell no.
And if you do, run me through fucking why.
Not a burger. You don't cut a burger
You don't
in
cut
half.
A burger in half.
Hell no.
Now, when it comes out pre-cut, are you
pissed? No, you don't eat it like Eddie, but I eat it like a typewriter.
Yeah.
Not like a fucking merry-go-round shit.
Well, I go middle, left, right, middle, left, right. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll eat it from the least amount of cheese to the most in a circular pattern. Now, if it's too big...
It's so weird.
Until all the edges are eaten.
So technical.
I know. And then... Then you tear it in half. But if the burger is too big to tear in half, like it's just you're going to lose everything, then I'll cut it in half and then eat it left, right, middle, circle, 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 and then,
Sounded like he was doing something else.
Circle, circle. Weird.
I am fucking weird.
That's like serial killer type shit.
Yeah.
But no, to me, like people like, they cut their burger.
How did I eat, Harry? Well, I started at the head and then I went to the shoulder and then the other shoulder.
Oh my God. That was creepy. That scared me. No, fucking. What pisses me off, people like cut their burgers, right? And then you think about it and you're like, why are you doing that? You have less surface area to hold on to now.
Right.
And then everything's exposed, you know? Like, I just don't. What are you eating a half crescent moon for?
I don't know. I don't get, like, I'm not fancy. I get just ketchup and cheese on my burgers.
That's wild.
Maybe bacon once in a while.
You do like your bacon cheese burgers.
You know, I don't really go fancy with anything. So I'm not worried about anything falling off or
It is weird. You know how people
how do you eat a Wendy's burger? They're square.
The same way.
You eat a square in a circular pattern.
So yeah,
the bun's a circle.
Did you ever have one of those toys where you tried to put the circle in the square and shit?
They all fit in the rectangle.
They do.
They literally all fit in the rectangle.
With a sledgehammer, yeah.
Modern solutions require modern problems. Right. However the fuck that goes.
It's more about matching than it does it fit, you know? Playing does it fit's not fun.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on who you're playing it with.
Yeah, I guess.
The object was get the shit. The object was get the shit in the box. They didn't say I had to do. I put got it in the box.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, there's so many sexual
the
references.
Shit in the box.
It's my dick in
a box. I thought about that. First step. Yep. Yep. Cut a hole in the box. Yeah.
So you're the first one out of the fire.
Yeah.
Because your shit's already packed.
Yeah. Jesus.
Hey, speaking of that.
Oh, no.
What's black and sits at the top of the stairs?
A cat.
Stephen Hawking after a house fire.
Oh, my God. Jesus. He had a great sense of humor, though. He probably would have laughed at that.
Yeah. All right. I love Stephen Hawking.
I only had to cut one thing out of 3 hours last week. We're 25 minutes.
That's only one.
I know. I'm just giving you shit.
Anyway, back into the food talk. And I know Raj has a great answer to this. But we all like brats, right?
Yeah.
Hey, it's pretty good. Yeah. What is your favorite way to eat a brat? Like, run me through that.
With my mouth.
You like using your mouth a lot. Just what?
The beer brats you done?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That, actually, yeah. Roger's beer brats.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
I have
too.
The beer brats with the peppers and the onions and the mushrooms. And
How long do you let that cook for, too?
Don't give away your recipe. Yeah. But. Sometimes you get the pre cooked brats. So you just brown them and then you let them simmer in there with the special mixture for about an hour, hour and a half. If you got to cook them, it takes a little longer because you got to actually cook them.
Yeah.
And then let them simmer in there. But, don't need anything on them but the goop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the thing.
See, I don't get, I don't eat any of the goop.
But that's good, though, too, though, because
the flavors are
soaked in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the best way to prepare and eat a brat.
Yeah, I think so, too. We used to do that all the time when we were tailgating. And I remember, usually, Mom and Dad used to, like, let all the kids know. It's like, hey, or on a Wednesday, Thursday, and be like, hey, we're doing this meal this week, you know, for tailgating. And you gotta remember that it's more of like a dinner meal, but it's usually, if the game was at noon, we'd probably eat at like 9 or 10, but we'd get there at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
So you're already up. It's basically like lunch or dinner, so it was always like a dinner meal, and they were so freaking good. But every time that he used to say, hey, we're having beer brats and stuff like that, it's like, oh, you fucking kidding me. Hell yeah.
I love it.
Like that or steak.
It'll be a good day, Tater.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like that.
They're
awesome. Coney dogs always sound really good to me, but I've never had them. Yeah.
I love a good Coney dog.
They're good, but they've never done anything good for me after.
Right.
So I always like look at it and I'm like, oh, that sounds good, but I'm going to go with something else.
Well, you know? They do a good thing. They flush your system.
Well, no shit.
Immediately.
Fuck, if you got to get drug tested, eat now, two Coney dogs, you'll be all right.
I like the... And I might fuck them up because
be pissing out of your asshole.
Flint style is like chili and onions and mustard and stuff, right? Is that a Flint style?
I don't know what it would be called, but that's how I eat my conies.
Because there's the Detroit style, which is just chili and cheese, I think.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I like. I don't like the onions and stuff, but I like the chili and cheese.
I think it's the onions that
give the flavor.
Clear you out.
Oh, really? See, I like it with all like the works in it. I used to just like my hot dogs with like ketchup. You know, or like brats with just like ketchup and stuff. But as I get older, it's like, oh, motherfucker, throw some onions on there, throw some relish on there, both ketchup and mustard. Give me the works.
Yep.
I love it, man. Yep. It's so good.
If you don't have the not goop, then yeah, get the ketchup, mustard, and relish.
Oh, I want a goop, baby, goop.
This guy's just full of music today. Everything he's
full
like,
of something.
Yeah, there's always a song for something.
There is a pain in my left side. Hopefully, it's just a gas bubble.
I'm hoping so too.
Might be that Coney dog.
Yeah,
or my appendix because it's bursting live on the show. Either or, you'll find out if you quit hearing from me. They'll just kick me to the side.
No, but some of the best meals we had tailgating were in Indiana.
That was a good time.
Got there on a there they let you come in on a Friday anytime after 5 o'clock, and you don't have to leave till noon on Sunday.
Just for a football game.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Football game. So,
I wasn't cool enough to come to any of those.
So, yeah, Spencer and I went there and got there at 5:01 on Friday.
Yep.
Had nice big steaks for dinner.
Oh, shit.
On the grill.
Huge, and we cooked three of them.
We had to cook three because the next morning was steak and eggs.
Yep. Woke up to steak and eggs, man.
Steak and eggs.
And it was just as good in the morning as it was at night. Yeah, I don't remember not being drunk that trip. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good time.
But I do have
Except
to admit
almost
this.
Almost getting eaten by a spider. But.
This is like my public apology to Raj in this one. But both the drive there and the drive back, I was absolutely no help. I was no help.
Oh, no, you're just zonked out.
I was zonked.
Sunday. He slept all the way from Indiana to Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I mean, all the way home.
All the way home.
Never got up from Saturday night.
Yeah, I never did. I was
in the bed.
The whole day.
Yeah. And I was on like the table bed because Raj got the master in the back. But that table bed is so fucking comfy. But it was like time to go or whatever. I did help clean. Like, I brought in the chairs and everything.
Yeah, you helped clean up and then you...
Right back down.
And you're out. I think he actually got out of the bed around Flint.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was bad. I felt like a douche. That's like my public apology. I'm so sorry. Because he goes, all right, you just got to like, you know, come up here and make sure I'm awake. Never once. I was like, I'll be there soon.
I think I dozed off a couple times, but the
rumble strips wake you up.
Yeah, they do.
He's done that my whole life. Every time I fall asleep, and I'm just like, oh, I got some good rest. And he's like, me too. And I'm like, motherfucker. Like the wheels start, like mystery. I'm like, is he telling the truth? You know, and then I'll be on my way home from work doing one of these. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I roll down the window, slap the shit out of myself.
Yep. Put the air conditioning on when it's 20 degrees out.
Yeah.
Keep you awake.
Just to keep me awake.
That's what's bad is when it's so hot in the car.
Oh.
It puts me right to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Same and, here.
You know, when I travel in the younger years with Donna, and she kept it so hot in that car, I'm like, no. I'm going to fall asleep. So I've got the window down. She got the heat on.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's... Then I wait till she fell asleep, and then...
Down it goes.
You know, then, you know, turn the heat off. And,
yeah.
Well, then when the dual zone came into play damn right.
First time
that came available, I've got it. You can keep it 100 degrees on your side, but damn it, it's 35 on mine.
Those things work really well.
Yeah.
Those things are really
cool. I know,
cool
I'm sad. It's the only sad thing about my car. It doesn't have the dual. Everything else is real nice, but it doesn't have the dual. No. Nope.
See, what I like is when they first came out, even my old fucking, did my old Buick have it? Kind of. My Park Avenue, 94?
No, it didn't have dual.
But that car was way ahead of its time.
You had vents underneath, down by the leg you could open or close.
Yep, I did, yep. And, but I remember, well, the dual exhaust back in the day, you kind of had to like manually match it up. What's nice about my car is I can have it so off kilter, and then it just takes one button and they're synced up with mine, my side, my driver's side. I can just sync it up. So, it bothers me if someone accidentally does it and it's like one or two off and I'm like, I ain't doing shit. Right. I ain't fucking doing shit. So I sync it because I don't know. My radio always has to be even numbers.
Yep. Same here.
So when it's like, if I'm at 64 or 66 and that someone turns it to 63. Oh man.
Yep.
It almost makes me want to pull over and smack them and then do it. You know, it's like, that ain't fucking doing shit. You cannot tell me the difference between 65 and 66. You know what I mean? And if you can, that's just fucking weird. But, yeah, I do love that dual AC.
Dual temperature controls.
Temperature controls.
Yeah. Man, keep the temperature rolling. I think it's time for a nice cold beer of the week.
Ooh, beer of the week, huh?
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the week.
Well, you're getting that out. Got a little joke for you. The farmer had three daughters, and they were getting ready to go out on dates. So the farmer thought, I'm going to meet these guys with my shotgun in my hand. So he's waiting there, and about 7 o'clock rolls around. There's a knock on the door. So he grabs a shotgun, goes, opens the door. There's a guy there. He says, hi, my name's Freddy. I'm here to pick up Betty.
Hi, I'm Paul.
We're going to eat spaghetti. You see if she's ready? So he talks to him for a little while, and, you know, they get along, and he sends them out on their date. About 7:30, another knock on the door. So he grabs a shotgun, goes to the door, opens the door. There's a guy standing there. He goes, "Hi, my name's Joe. Here to pick up Flo. We're going to see a show. Let's see if she's ready to go." So he's talking to the guy, you know, waiting for Flo, and they get along, so he sends them out on their date. About an hour later, another knock on the door, so he grabs his shotgun, opens the door. The guy standing there goes, "Hi, my name's Chuck." So he shot the fucker.
Yep.
That's good.
So when I was sitting,
that's good.
When I was sitting backstage with 3 men and a tenor before their show, they were all telling jokes, and one of the guys told that joke. That is so funny.
I like that, but it could have been like, "Hi, my name's Chuck." So he told him to shut the fuck up and shot the motherfucker. I don't know. That's a good.
No,
good
no, the way ending. No, Roger had perfect.
It yeah, he
perfect.
Did. That was a good fucking joke. I like.
"Hi, my name's Chuck. I'm here to fuck."
Yeah.
Love it. What is this here? New Orthodox series.
I'm excited about this one, man.
There
this
it is.
This is a. This looks phenomenal. Pour this, it out really smooth.
Yeah. So, beer of the week, courtesy of Ideal Party Store on Johnson and Salzburg in Bay City, is Single Double from Old Nation Brewing Co. It is a 9.3% ABV,
ooh,
68 IBU.
Ooh.
From Williamston, Michigan.
Oh, let's dig in, man. This sounds delicious.
Absolutely. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I love me a hazy. Oh, that aftertaste is wild.
Woo!
You got like hit with 13 different flavors at the end of that.
Yeah,
all
that
at
was
once.
It's good. It was a little tart, but it was good.
I like it. I like that hazy IPA. Like hit, relax, and then hit again. You know? Oh,
yeah.
It's good. Oh, it's good. Thick.
Hit, yeah.
Yep. Hit, relax, hit.
So like I say, some people are like TVs. You got to hit them a few times so they get the fucking picture.
I love it.
That's so smooth. Oh, my gosh. Next time someone comes up to me with an issue, I'm going to say that one. I just be like, call them a TV. Why? Well, I don't want you to do this. Don't get fired now, but hit them a few times, they'll get the picture.
Right.
Or what do you call a fat chick with a rape whistle?
Oh, no.
Optimistic.
Looking at the glass half full there.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez, oh, Pete.
No, right. I like it. I'm going to give it a 4. I'll give it 4.0.
You going 4 flat?
Yeah.
I'll go 3.75.
Yeah.
I think it's good, and I love this choice of beer, but that aftertaste is fucking wild. But it's delicious. There's no shit on that.
It's definitely running the bases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one. I like that one. Way to tie that full circle.
Yeah.
Still my favorite can art that came through was Dad's.
I'm
going to
make you cut another one.
What?
I'm not going to make you cut another joke.
Oh.
Oh.
About the bases.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. Nope. I want to laugh.
Nope.
No, that's fun. Oh, he's really digging it. Old Nation is a good brewery, though.
I can't think of anything I've had from them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, Old Nation is good.
Yeah.
Old Nation is really good.
Yeah. I had, we went to H2O's. Whoa, that was fun. No. Waterside Grill there the other day, they had a $5 off their pasta, and I got the barbecue mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
But I tried a new beer, the Star Chicken Shotgun from Greenbush Brewing.
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I gave it a 3.5, but I thought the name was funny.
Yeah.
Star Chicken Shotgun.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, that's cool. They have a wild tap there. Like, goes all the way around. Like,
yeah.
Shit on the back. I'm like, where are you getting that? You
know? Yeah, we sat outside in their little cozy area, and it was so nice. It was a beautiful day, and it was in the evening. The sun was hitting everything just right in the water, and there's people fishing. It was just very serene. It was really, really enjoyable.
Yeah, I like those moments.
Yeah.
That outdoor patio is pretty cool because they have, like, those garage doors.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they have that open to where they could access the bar or no?
Yeah, yep. You could access the bar, but then the outside one was closed so that it kept the wind from coming in. So that was nice. Oh, and they give you fucking fleece blankets.
No
so
kidding.
Tiffany was like, "Oh, this is perfect," and she covered her legs up, and then there was a little breeze coming in, and I felt fantastic.
Yeah, so you guys were both comfy.
Oh, yeah, it was real nice.
Yeah,
real nice touch. Good job. Yeah, H2O is in Bay City, the old Hooters.
I went there, and if you can get the beer pretzels and cheese, or pretzels and beer cheese, whatever you call them, and it is so freaking good. I treat it like an Oreo, because their pretzels are like chubby, you know, just like little soft chubs. And and I drowned it in the cheese, Yeah. Like an Oreo. You know how you used to like stick it in the fork and just dunk it in there and wait for it to get soggy and lift it up and there it is? Or did you never know that trick?
Not with Oreos.
Oh, yeah, Oreo.
So when you're in there...
Now, what the fuck?
And you're sitting at the table and you're waiting for the waiter. Does that make you the waiter?
Yeah.
100%. You're waiting for the waiter. That's yep. You know what? WHM, new song. It's called Waiting for the Waiter.
Yeah,
that's a great song.
Brad Paisley, you know, he'll do it. Waiting on a waiter.
Oh.
Or when you yawn, do deaf people think you're screaming?
That's funny. I like that.
Oh my God, that's terrible. I love that. Hmm. No, but anyway, I put the pretzels and cheese in the way. Oh man, it was delicious. When you eat it, it was like a pretzel cheese gusher. Like you ate it, it was like, oh,
nice.
Oh, that cheese is really good though. That's something if you go to H2O's, you need to get as a nice appetizer. It's good.
I haven't been there yet.
No, the new one?
No.
Well, no. Well, this is H2O's. When you have O's, but it's named, but it's by the same. It's
same owner.
Yeah, it's Ozarks.
H2O is the old Hooters. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
on the water.
Yeah, it's on the water.
H2O get second, it, water.
Yeah, and it's a second O's.
So yeah, so it's H2O's. Like perfect. Yeah, yeah, because the other ones in Auburn out there just kind of BFE.
Been there a few times. That's good.
Yeah, good stuff out there.
Yep. I remember when they raised the prices, but it didn't even matter because you were like, the food's still good.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't mind paying a little more when it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And there has been excellent service out there every time I went.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there's been a couple of people that I've known out there and stuff. And yeah, good shit. Good shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But only been to the H2O's one time. So.
Yeah, I think that was the second time I've been there since they opened.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. It is a little pricey. That's why when we saw it on the Bay City Takeout page or whatever on Facebook, mm-hmm. it was like $5 off pasta. I was like, ooh, oh, all right, I can get down on pasta.
A 1% discount.
Yeah.
I found something out the other day. You know how Old City Hall, don't they have a little ownership over Drift? Don't they own it? Like Old City, it's the part of
it's
that Old City Hall.
Dry Mish owns it. Dry. They have Drift, Old City Hall, Tavern 101.
They used to have American Kitchen, but that closed.
Yeah, and Lucky Bunny.
What the fuck is Lucky Bunny?
It's a new place. Yeah, it just opened up a couple weeks ago.
Where is it?
Right downtown.
Oh, like what did it overtake? Whereabouts downtown is it?
Oh, geez.
Like over by G's or is it over by River Rock? Or?
It's right around the corner from 101.
Oh, okay. Huh. So I wonder if it's American Kitchen then.
No, because that was molasses.
It's not the old American Kitchen, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll have to find it and try it out. Yeah, Lucky Bunny.
I did hear something.
They have good prices on their beer. Cheap.
Oh, okay.
There's something once I cheap, but very inexpensive beers.
Oh, nice. Cool. The story that I was telling was Dry. They swapped their workers around. So the other day I overheard somebody was like, yeah, I work at Och, which is Old City Hall. That's what they call it, Och. And he goes, yeah, I had to go and serve a couple of people over there at Drift the other day. And I just kind of turned to him and I said, oh, do you work at both of them? And he's like, well, no, we like all the restaurants that we own, they kind of just go, hey, can you cover someone over here? Can you go? And I was like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like you're a server at multiple different places.
Yeah.
But I would just like take into account, like, where do I make more money? And then be like, hey, can I main that? And then just kind of help out on the side everywhere else. But you got to know a lot of menu items because those are three completely different restaurants.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Lucky Bunny.
But speaking of Drift, Winter Haven Motel will be performing at Drift on July 25th.
Wow, that's back to back with the
Tater Fest.
Tater Fest on the 27th.
Yeah, Munger Potato Festival. We're coming back, baby.
And we're trying to get you to Rib Fest the 26th. So you might be 3 days in a row.
Yeah, that'd be three shows in 4 days, wouldn't it?
Three and three.
Oh, okay. Oh, Drift? Nice, yeah.
Drift on Thursday.
Well, great, yeah. I mean, we'll get a lot of practice, especially if we do end up playing, holy shit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, we're calling off practice this week. We're just fucking,
playing.
That's right.
Yeah. If you fuck up the day before, just don't do it again.
Yep.
Drift is the perfect practice for the Tater Fest.
Yes, it will be. Yes, it will be. Two completely different areas, but...
Hey.
It's okay. That's what microphones are for, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
No, we're really excited, man. We're actually starting to get back at it, and God... As our new shit sounded really cool. We're excited to show out with the new songs and kind of prove some people wrong. A lot of, we hear a lot of the, it's always the same set. It's always the same set. It's always the same set. It's like, oh man, we've been pumping some shit out. So and getting some new covers. And just Potato Festival is going to be magical this year. Yeah, and we're just we're super excited to get it going. So I'm pumped up.
Speaking of new, is that a new coat?
It is.
I was looking at that. I was like, wait a minute. That looks shiny.
I purchased it for my backpacking trip I just went on.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. You got to tell us about your trip.
Okay. So, we recorded a podcast the day before.
Yep.
So, I skipped out after the first show, which we normally don't do, and we had our good friends Rick and Eric here, and that it's just always a good time. It's very hard to leave, but I really had to go, you know, and they all understood, which was cool. They didn't give me too much shit about camping and all that, but got home, started packing. Then all of a sudden I looked down and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I had to be out. And so I lay down. I look at my phone for 5 minutes and 30 minutes goes by. I get up, get in the shower, head over to Hayden's house. And we head up and Hayden sends John a text because we're going to pick him up on the way up. And he goes, as expected, we're going to be a little late. And John just laughs and. So he calls me. I'm just starting from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And he goes, I was like, how are you doing this morning? He goes, well, I squeezed out about half a shit. And I was like, all right, cool. And he goes, do I have enough time for another cup of coffee? I'm like, oh, yeah, man, we just hit the road. You know, we're heading to Standish. So he's like, all right, cool. So he calls me back about 5 minutes later. And I was like, hey, what's going on? He's like, give me an update. And I told him exactly where he was. And he goes, cool. And I was like, what are you doing? He goes, squeezing the second half of my shit out right now. And I was like, sweet, man, it only takes a couple cups of coffee. So we pick him up and we head up to the Hoyst Lakes super early and we fucking forgot breakfast. John had it. Oh, me and Hayden were supposed to stop, like pull through a McDonald's, get a couple burritos or something like that. Fucking forgot it. So here we are hiking out to South Hoyst Lakes. There's about maybe half an inch of snow on the ground. It was gorgeous going out there. So we come up on this spot.
Snow on the ground?
Yep, just a half, just like a light fucking, you know, just sheet. One of those things. But let me just put it this way.
Like
by the time we got about 4 miles or a couple miles in, it was gone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We get to this
frost.
We pull up on this cat, and we did record some footage that we plan on putting on YouTube and you know, for people to see, and maybe we can share it on the show because we've had all of us on the show. So why not just be like, hey, you know, good friends, and put it on the 989 network. But we found that we came up on this gorgeous spot. And we're like, oh, this is the tits. But we were going to find a different one. So we're like, all right, let's take a breather here, you know, eat a bag of trail mix, and we'll head to the other one. So we headed to the other one, and it just wasn't as gorgeous as this last one. This one was like overseeing the water. And as soon as we got there, there were two swans in the water, baby loons flying. Like, we were like, oh, my God, this is gorgeous. Yep. And the babies, when they fly, they do the... all the way, like, super fast. And we saw those, like, those are baby loons. And John goes, you're right, you know. So anyway, we track back to that campsite and we start setting up. John's got a really cool time lapse of all of us setting up our own camps and stuff that. And after that, we kind of set out and did our own thing. So me and Hayden hiked. We went for this hike that we kind of got lost but kind of didn't. We had a huge loop. I think me and him walked about 12 miles that day.
Okay.
And we got to this one lake. There were two beaver lodges, not dams, but lodges. They're like the houses that they put in the middle of the
beaver real estate industry.
No, but seriously, that's what they're called. Beaver lodges in the middle of this pond, right?
Nice.
So we go down and we're taking videos of these lodges and kind of taking it in. And two bald eagles, two of them, a mating pair, were circling the lake. So we're like, this is fucking sick. So we watched those guys for about 8 minutes. Then they kind of just veered off and probably went over to John because John was fishing at the time. And then we saw two ravens flying. They went above us, I shit you not, maybe 10 feet above our heads. Super like slow and graceful. Two big ass ravens.
Yeah.
And Hayden, he just has he's very comfortable around ravens, you know, with his previous beliefs and everything. And he was like, well, that was cool. So we were going and we were just seeing all type of wildlife and just, it was gorgeous. And every once in a while we'd find like a down tree, because this is foot travel only, no cars, no bikes, nothing. So you find a down tree, you sit on it, you have some fun, you climb on it or whatever, you keep going. And it got really hilly and we're like, holy shit. We get back and we see John across the lake, and usually when you see him still fishing, you're like, oh, it's a good day. So we came back and me and Hayden were stoked up the fire a little bit, you know, got a little warm, and I said, you know, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, let me lay down for about 30 minutes. So I do, and I get woken up to my tent zipping up. What the fuck? And I look out and John goes, look at this, and puts a stringer of three rainbow trout over me while I'm laying down. And I'm like, dinner. So we all get up and, you know, John goes down the lake, fillets him up, and we have a wonderful dinner the first night. John, sadly, and I'll let him explain more when he's on next, but he didn't have the perfect sleeping bag. He didn't have a good sleeping bag.
Oh, no.
And
was it not?
Damn near froze to death.
Oh, overnight. No.
Man, so, I hate that. So he ended up heading out. He spent the whole next day with us, but he's like, you know, if you ain't having fun, then leave, right? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, don't get it wrong. I've had a blast, but we're staying one more night and leaving the next morning. I think, yeah, I'm going to go home. And we're like,
that makes sense.
Totally respectable, man. And you know what? When you go and do this type of backpacking stuff, you like to learn new things. And everything went perfect for you except that one thing. So next time, you know, hey, I'm going to throw some money at a brand new sleeping bag, a better one, a warmer one.
Yeah.
And then you're perfect. But other than that, you were all set up. So he headed out. And Hayden goes, you know what, Smeegs? I said, what? And he goes, you want to do something cool tonight? I said, yeah. And he goes, okay, you're sleeping outside with me. Hayden didn't have a tent. Hayden just had a tarp, like on a lean-to, right? Like a little
hooch. Wow.
So he goes, you're doing it. And I said, I'm fucking doing it. That sounds awesome. We slept outside. And he goes, listen. He goes, a tent is false, like just false shelter.
Security.
Yeah, false security. You know? He's like, do you think a bear can't just go and it's gone? You know?
Yeah.
They can.
Yeah.
It's like, so when goes, I put the blanket, yeah, over my feet so the monsters don't get it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Just false security. So I said, you know what? You're right. I was warmer and felt like it was more comfortable under that tarp than it was in my tent.
Interesting.
More, like it was more free. And you had, we boiled some water, put it in a water bottle, and you put it in your sleeping bag, and it warms you up. It's perfect.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I was so warm the second night because I didn't do that the first night.
Yeah, isn't that what people used to do before electricity?
Yeah. You boil water, put it in a water bottle, and throw it in your sleeping bag. And I did that, and it's so comfortable to have your body warm when it's really cold outside. But that coldness on your face, oh my God, I wish I could sleep like that every night. It was I think we both woke up at 4 because our water got cold, not cold, but like our water wasn't warm anymore.
Yeah.
And we both got up and then we laughed and jibble jabbled a little bit, you know, talking and everything, and then knocked out again. And then we woke up, packed out, and we toured around the town a little bit. We went to a diner at like 8 or 9, 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I got a fucking cold ass Pepsi and a huge ass omelet and some hash browns. Hayden got some flapjacks. And we did that, but then we went and visited all these different parks and stuff and did some more nature walk. Got home around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Fucking amazing trip. I can't wait to do it again.
Oh, good.
Backpacking is my shit, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. I absolutely love it. Sorry that was so long, but
that's great.
Yeah. I just wanted to go top to bottom with that trip. It was just, I want to relive it. Now it's back to work. But you know what? It was a smooth transition back.
Yeah.
I got clear. I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and I did it, and I didn't have an issue. So it's like, I had a great time. That's exactly what I wanted to do. Now time to enjoy my 2 4-day weeks and fucking get after it, you know? We're back. So
we're back. Back we're again. Back. Meow, meow.
You know what's the best part about going and doing something like that rustic? Is it's not like you have to buy anything in the woods. So
yeah.
I got paid on Friday and I didn't spend a fucking single dime until Sunday morning. And I felt rich. I was like, oh, yes, you know. Because usually you get that paycheck and you're like, spend.
Save money for 2 days.
Yeah, it was nice, man. You know? And another good thing is, like, I didn't get to bring any alcohol out there because, like, whatever you bring in, you got to pack out. And it's not like I was carrying a 30 rack fucking 4 miles in the woods. You know? I wasn't that. I already had 50 pounds on my back, you know? So it was kind of a nice clarity, you know? And I had one of those Life water bottles. So you can put any type of water in there. It filters out. So I drank like every pond I came up on. I filled the water bottle. I had a sip of it. And I was like, ooh, this one tastes good. Making all the boys try it. I'm like, yeah, try this. You got to try this. And I think it was like Tuesday or something. I had the water bottle still sitting with a little bit of water. So I was still sipping on the lake, man. sitting by my computer, just sipping on the lake. I was telling Hayden and he goes, you're so stupid. I can't believe you haven't finished that yet. And I'm like, well, I could drink regular water here. I just want to keep a little bit of lake water, you know? Especially when he needs
more beer.
Yeah. More beer. Yeah. Beer Michigan, baby. It's the truth. But yeah, man, I want to go back. Mm. I love camping. But it looks like you wandered upon something that you wanted to say.
No, I was looking up last call.
Oh.
Because I figured it's about that time.
Well, you have so much shit that you fucking.
Well, I wanted to keep it. I was trying to, you know, I try to keep it relative to what's been saying, but. You know, ding, 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 da, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Last call.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again.
All right, so you were talking about John, poor John being frozen and his sleeping bag wasn't, you know, well enough and all that. So we were in Frankenmuth and at Blind Chris's new apartment, and we're partying over there and having a good time, and it gets later into the night, and we're like, fuck, where did Chris go? And like, I don't know. Like, he's probably sleeping somewhere or something. And we keep partying, having a great old time, pass out, wake up. We're looking around. We're like, fuck, where the fuck did Chris go? Like, he leave his own house? Like, he's not here, anything? You know, and this is in the winter. And so we walk outside, and we're looking around. And I see something around the corner, and I walk around over the corner. And there's Chris, butt-ass naked. In the snow,
oh,
asleep.
Oh, no.
But he had a pillow.
What?
He had a pillow. I don't know if he took it or somebody gave it to him, but he was like, yeah, like he almost died. He was fucking...
I don't want to interrupt your
passed
story.
Passed out in the snow with a pillow. In Frankenmuth, by the
Wait,
sidewalk.
What the fuck? Like, that's the thing is...
And naked?
Naked.
I love how someone could... Like, I can only imagine if someone gave it to him, so they're walking down the street, and they're like, oh, poor guy, get him a pillow.
Yeah. Right?
Don't wake him up and take him inside. Just give him a pillow. He'll be all right.
It is a tourist town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the night poor blind Chris almost died in the snow.
That's awesome. That is amazing.
His sleeping bag was also insufficient.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Snow's a great source of heat keep, man. Great
insulation.
Yeah,
you want to stay cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and speaking of your beer through the woods and not taking it. Yeah. This goes way the fuck back.
Like back before cars and
back
shit.
Back like in, we were talking like 81, 82. Back in high school.
Yep.
In the modern Stone Age family.
They had yeah, we Flintstoned everywhere. Went funny. Through a lot of shoes, man. But we were going to a dance. The Pulaski Hall in Sayo used to have a dance every Friday night. So a bunch of us guys get into a buddy of ours his dad's pickup truck, and a bunch of beer, and across street from the hall there was this little it was like two buildings, looked like two motels from a Monopoly board, you know, that were people rented. So we pull into that parking lot. We're out in the back of this pickup truck drinking and having fun, you know, before we went to the hall.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, fucking cops.
Oh.
So I...
Boo.
So somebody in those damn apartments had to call them or something. But yeah. So I grabbed two cases of beer. A couple other guys grabbed a couple cases of beer. Jump out of the back of the truck and start running through this field. And the funny thing was, you'd see the spotlight come from the cops. Coming, over, you know, across the field.
Oh, no.
Yep. And all you do is see us all dive when the spotlight got close, dive down and wait till the spotlight, you know, wait till light crosses, get up, start running, do all that stuff. And I get to the end of the field, and it was another buddy of mine, Maynard, was with me, and I'm like, you know, it's all these bushes and stuff, so it was like a divider between the field and the backyard of this house. So I just run through that through these bushes, you know, holding out of this beer. We get through there. And
been there.
Like, oh, yeah. And, you know, we're away from the cops. We're cool. And, everything's good. And we're walking. And then, you know, my arms start stinging. My legs start stinging. You know, I had shorts on and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck, you know? So we're just drinking these beers. So we make the big hike back out way around the thing. You know, we met up with two other guys. So there's four of us. We had to drink these two cases of beer before we got there. So we're just pounding beers. Anyway, we get to the hall. I walk in, and these girls just, like, staring at me. I look down, and my arms and legs are just all nothing but blood. So we ran through.
Holy shit.
They were picker bushes.
Oh, no.
So I'm, like, all sliced up. I'm like, what the fuck? Go to the bathroom, clean up. Anyway, long story short, about an hour and a half later, I get called to the payphone for a phone call. This is a guy that, it was Jim with the truck, calling from fucking jail saying, you got to come get me.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Like, what? You did not give names, did you? But no, I didn't give names, but man, I'm stuck here. My dad won't come get me. And I'm like, fuck, I can't even drive, man. I'm not even enough to drive.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, but.
I'm bleeding. Sorry.
Yeah, you'd be there until the morning.
Man.
But yeah, that was wild. But I'm thinking, you know, when I'm walking, that's what all the stinging and stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
What the hell?
See, you know? I thought, because I know how allergic you are to poison ivy. I thought you were just running straight through poison ivy. I was going to be like, no.
No. That'd been all these picker bushes or something. But yeah, my legs and my arms are both, they're all just
torn
straight up.
Man, jeez.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Awful.
Jesus.
But still had a great time that night, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell, I'm going to take it back. We were talking about tailgating earlier.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
take
it back and kind of do a little POV of our late brother, your late son, Brian. So this
Ryan.
Is for you, brother. I'll tell the last call story on the half of him. So we're tailgating, and my dad's thing was always Bacardi and Diet Coke with limes. Man, he used to tear those things up, clear Bacardi. So rum and Cokes. So he starts drinking them, and Ryan gets into it, too, okay? And this is shit. We probably started about 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30. This is back when you could get into our parking spot early, right? And you're going to help me out with the first names of these people. But he gets a shine on so good, and he's feeling so good. And I think we were playing Wisconsin. Yeah, because they were shouting, go Big Red or whatever. And he was like, fuck you. You know, if you don't chew Big Red, fuck you. And he got such a shine on that he started going around and making friends with all these RVs. Well, there was this huge million-dollar RV. It used to be an old NASCAR, like, lodging thing. And
I remember that.
Scott
and Debbie?
Scott and Debbie.
Yeah, Scott and Debbie. Yeah.
So
they always made such good food,
yeah,
too.
And that's the thing is
enough to feed a fucking wrestling team, and it's just the two of them. Like.
Well, shit. I mean, they had to feed the wrestling team a couple of times.
They had to in Indiana.
Yeah.
Their son was the coach for the wrestling team in Indiana.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, there you go.
When we went to Indiana, when I went there with Ryan, we met up with them, and they had the whole wrestling team out there, and they had a huge fucking buffet of food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so he comes walking out of this RV, plate full of just delicious gourmet food, and then Scott and Debbie follow him out, and he's walking over to our place. Well, then Scott and Debbie, they absolutely hit it off with Ma and Dad, and they're just talking, and all because of your son just wanted to come into our RV, because I'm thinking he walked over there and was just like, I gotta fucking drag this shit out.
Right.
This is crazy. So then from here on out, we party with them every weekend. We already parked next to them, and we had Bob Green, you know, and we just always had a party, but I think he had
his brother Daryl.
Yeah. Yeah, Daryl's the shit, man.
Yep.
Yeah. And, so that day, that whole RV parking lot was just everybody knew Ryan. Everybody was his friend. He didn't even make it to the game. He was so drunk.
Oh, shit.
He like passed out. And Debbie was like,
he sat on the curb and just fell over.
Yep.
That's funny.
So he got that nice shine on. And I was younger, so I wasn't doing any of that, but I was excited about the game. But even like these Wisconsin fans, they were just like, yeah, man, you were awesome, you know? Because Ryan got like that. He was hype about MSU football, but he gets a little alcohol in him, and he's just like, I'm friends with everybody, and everyone loved him. And that was a fun day because he stayed. Debbie was like, I'll watch him, and shit. By that time, he was up and still moving around when we got back, and we had won, and just making friends with everybody. But tailgating memories like that is just funny, and I thought that's a last call story he would have told, so I want to tell one for him. So here's to you, brother.
Cheers, Ryan.
Cheers, Ryan.
Man, well, it has been fantastic. Thank you, guys. It's been nice, you know, a little more intimate tonight. It's good stuff, you know. But check us out, bbbbabble.com, the 989.network, Instagram, YouTube, Rumble, on anywhere and everywhere, Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, everything. As Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers. Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.